Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Gimel, and we have gotten into our sugyas of Muksa, and we continue. We spoke last about Beitzas Nevela. Beitzas Nevela, we quoted a Mishnah in Idios about an egg from a Nevela chicken. Again, we've spoken about an egel that was born, a cow, and an egg that was laid, and an egg that was hatched. And we just had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is going to be the basis for the first half of today's daf. We had Beis Nevela, an egg of a Nevela. So Beis Shammai says it's mutter, meaning if you open up, if you shecht a Nevela, if you don't shecht, right? Nevela means it wasn't shechted. But if they open up a Nevela and there's an egg there, so as long as it's a whole egg and it's already been developed and let's say it hardened shell, Beis Shammai says it's not part of the Nevela and therefore it's mutter. And you're allowed to eat it. And Beis Hillel Aser is Beis Hillel Ostrin. Beis Hillel does not allow that. And we'll see in Yeridea, in the Shulchan Aruch, Pevav, the Halacha. But first, let's remember the discussion I mentioned at the end of Shir about Nevela and Trefa, because the Gemara previously, the previous line, had spoken about a Trefa. Egel Shnolem and a Trefa Biyantif. We said Egel from a Trefa seems to be more mekel, mutter, because as the Meiri quoted this Yerushalmi, on Davav, that the egel inside is like a davar hamuchan inside a davar hamuksa. That's how we look at the egel. But an egg might be different. Egg might be different as we will see. And the Rav Soloveitchik or Rav Chaim, really the source of it, he's the one that connected the two sugyas of Nevela and Trefa. Nevela and Trefa, again, though it seems to be two different things. Nevela seems to be an animal that didn't get shechted, and Trefa was shechted but had a separate problem. The chiddush of Rav Chaim is that Trefa is also a problem in the Shechita. What do you mean? I did a perfect Shechita. It has a problem with his lung, with its heart, with something else. No. Trefa, you did a Maisa Shechita, but there's a Chisaron in the Heter Shechita. Right, it's not an external problem. It's mamash chisaron within the heter shchita, and that is a number of rise to that. One of them was Nevela, what I mentioned yesterday about the 2 days ago about the tziruf, that there's tziruf between Nevela and Trefa in terms of the shiurim. But what Reb Chaim quoted also was the Rambam in Hilchos Avos Atumos. The Rambam says there that if a goy shechts shchitas akum. Shchitas akam, afal pisha asura ba'achila, goy can't shecht, he's not a bar zvicha, afal pisha asura ba'achila, mitaheres midi tumas nevela midar raisa. It's not tumas nevela, it's not tumay mishum nevela. If a goy shechts, you can't eat it. But what do you mean? If an animal dies without getting shechted, it's not only you can't eat it, but it's mitame, mishum nevela. The Rambam says there's no tumas nevela if a goy shechts. And then the Rambam says, what do you mean it's not shechts nevela? How could it be that it's not a good shchita, but it's mitame mishum nevela? The Rambam says, and don't ask me. Don't ask me that you don't ever find such a thing. Never find such a thing that something is not considered a shechita for eating, but is called a shechita for nevela. V'yim tomar, the Rambam says, very unusual lashon in the Rambam here, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. V'yim tomar halo hi asura b'achila din Torah. Right, it's asa daraisa. If a goy shechts, it's asa daraisa to eat. So why isn't it metame mishum nevela? Says the Rambam, lo kal ha'asur ba'achila metame. Not everything that's asur to eat is betami shaharei trefa asura v'tahora. The Rambam compares shchitas akum to a trefa. V'lachora, says Rav Soloveitchik, dvar, and this is in Baba Kama, dafayin test, dvar of tamuim, shrei trefa, haiso shchita ksheiravi, ba'akum shchita psula. I don't understand. A trefa had a perfect shchita. How can you compare that and with a separate problem? How can you compare that with a shchitas akum, where the problem, the shchita, goy can't shecht? Rav Chaim explained, no. They're similar. Sharamba machalik bein maisa shchita hamoa latar miditobas nevela. A maisa shchita a goy could do, right? A maisa shchita that's betar miditobas nevela. Levein heter shchita hamater zavasher ba'achila. There's a difference between the maisa shchita and the heter shchita. Trefa, you had a maisa shchita, but it didn't have a heter shchita. Same thing with a goy. You could have a maisa shchita without a heter shchita, and therefore there was a maisa shchita, so it's not tamei mishum nevela. As long as there was a maisa shchita. But it doesn't have a heter shchita. What doesn't have a heter shchita? Both goy and the trefa. That's his chiddush. Iker chaloshem iser trefa havi mishum chaloshem iser nevela. Tahainu shachaser l'trefa heter shchita. U'mishum hachi trefa asur b'achila k'mo nevela. That's why it's a similar. And then he quotes the trefa nevela is our mitzareif. That's machalas asur es paradal alachi yedzayin. And then the other examples given as well. I think the is an example about Ben Pakua. Maybe we won't mention it now, but Ben Pakua also has a raya as well. Okay, so that's Nevela and Trefa. A little bit again more rayas, but we'll continue now. So our Gemara is quoted the Mishnah in Idios. According to Machlokas, when you have a beitza of a nevela, Beis Shammai basically says, as long as it's a whole egg and it's totally developed, it's hardened. If it's only a little developed, midaraisa, it still might be okay, but midarabanan, we say gzera, you might even come to allow even totally underdeveloped eggs. But Beis Shammai basically says a beitza's nevela is okay. It's considered separate from the mother. And Beis Hillel says no. It's considered a part of the mother, therefore it's aser. So now the Gemara says, according to this, we have another area of halacha which we're going to parallel to. Here we're talking about eggs in an animal. That could be a problem. Now we're going to go to talking about Mesechas Chulin or Mesechas Avodah Zarah, rennet. Rennet, the milky type of substance in the stomach of a cow that's used for making cheese. So if you have you have rennet inside a problematic animal, so is that rennet also going to be usher? So that's going to be the parallel. We're going to go talking about eggs to rennet, and we're going to say, is this the same? This is going to be the same machlokas? Beis Shammai Beis Hillel here, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel there. And if that's true, just foreshadowing, the Gemara is going to say, well, it seems like Beis Shammai is who we hold like. Do we really hold like Beis Shammai in these cases? That's going to be the question that we're going to get to in about 15 lines. Like, could we really paskin like Beis Shammai? But first, we're going to parallel these two sugyas. So here we go. Says the Gemara, Ubeis Shammai, we were up to. Ubeis Shammai Kamishna, we're going to flip this girsa, according to most Befarshim. Ubeis Shammai Kamishna Ha'achrona, Ubeis Hillel Kamishna Harishona. Is it really true, like Beis Shammai, there's going to be different stages in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. An earlier stage and a later stage. So it's going to seem like Beis Hillel is the earlier stage and Beis Shammai is the later stage. And we end up like Beis Shammai. Is that possible? That's going to be ultimately the Gemara's question. Is that possible that we're going to say that? Isn't that unusual that Beis Shammai would be like the Maskan and we paskin that way? Where do we see that? Dam Rabbi Chiya, add in Barba, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Barishona, originally, right, this was a Mishnah. Originally, Hayu Omrim, Ein Ma'amidin Lo Bekeles, and Avelev Lo Bekeles Hagoy. Originally, they said, you're not allowed to curdle, that's the fancy English word, taking the rennet and making the cheese into milk. You're not allowed to curdle cheese with rennet from a nevela or rennet from goy. Goy means an akum, an oved avodah zarah, right? If it's his animal. You can't use rennet from either of those because that rennet is usur, it's considered nevela, and it's considered goy. So I mean, it's considered part of the animal. Who is that like if you compare it to the egg case? Like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Beis Hillel, who says, the egg of a nevela, even if it's developed, it's aser, it's treif, it's like part of the nevela. So that's the first stage. Barishona, chazru lomar, but later on, this is the Mishnah Achrona, chazru lomar, no. You can look at it as a separate entity. And therefore, even though the mother cow is nevela or akum, as we'll see, it's okay. Chazru lomar, ma'amidin, bekebas a nevela. You're allowed to use the rennet from the stomach of a nevela. That's the Mishnah Achrona. What does that sound like? Beis Shammai. Just like Beis Shammai says, the egg isn't independent, so too the rennet's independent. Vein ma'amid debekebas galgoy. But this version of the Mishnah Achrona doesn't totally switch. It says the kebas nevela is okay, but not the keba of a guy. So the question, we're going to modify the question in a second, but the question basically is, so you're telling me Beis Shammai is like the Mishnah Achrona? Is that really true? We're going to pass the Beis Shammai because we're comparing eggs to rennet, but before we get to that ultimate question, we're going to modify a little bit, because what does the Mishnah Achrona here say? That the kebas nevela is okay. You can use the rennet from nevela, but not the rennet of a goy. What's the difference? So says the Gemara. The Gemara modifies. Rabbi Yosi bar Buna mar Shmua bar Abba boy ma. What are you assuming? Why are you saying even lamaskana that you're not allowed to use the rennet of an idolater's animal? Why would you say that? Rabbi Eliezer? Would you be saying that like Rabbi Eliezer? Do we all pass like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Stamach Sheva Snachbil Avodah Zarah. Because Rabbi Eliezer says that the Stamach Sheva of an idolater is to Avodah Zarah. So is that really what we're going to pass in Maskana? What is this referring to? This is the Mishnah in Chulin. What if a Jew is shechting an idolater's animal? Let's say you have a Ovid of Adazara, he doesn't know how to shecht. He says to a guy, can you shecht for me, please? Is a Jew allowed to do that? Or let's say a Jew does that. Is that animal usher now, bahana'a? Because we know Avodah Zarah is Asur Bana. Remember the four categories of Avodah Zarah. There's the Avodah Zarah itself, what is worshipped. There's Tikroves Avodah Zarah, right, the carbon that's offered to Avodah Zarah. There's Noy Avodah Zarah. There's, you put a necklace on a Avodah Zarah, that's Noy. And Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, things that service. You have a broom that you sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah. All four are Asur Bana. Right, Tashmishe Avodah, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, Noy Avodah Zarah, actual Avodah Zarah, Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. Right, three out of four could be mevutal by a goy. Right, the only thing that can't be mevutal, can't be nullified, is Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, because it's already been used for Avodah Zarah. But, so that's what the Mishnah says in Chulin, on Daf, Lamed Ches, we don't have to say Bavli Yerushalmi, because Chulin only has one. Hashochi lo'ovid kochavim shchidasok sheira. The Tanakhama says, Ashashochi lo'ovid kochavim. If a Jew shechs l'avodah kachavim, shkadosu ksheira, Rabbi Eliezer posel, why does Rabbi Eliezer posel? If a Jew is shechting, says Rashi, tekiva to behema dovi kachavim, he, even since the animal belongs to a guy, to an idolater, afagav the Yisrael kashachit, even though a Jew is shechting, mahan yebe machsheves ovi kachavim, the machshava of a guy with his animal is going to be mashpia. The stam machshavaso l'avodah kachavim. Stam machshavaso. His machshava is l'avodah zarah. So the Gemara says here, is that what we should be assuming? Right? Why? Again, because what do we get back to what we're talking about? We're paralleling eggs and rennet, and we're saying, is Beis Shammai like the maskana? Because in the rennet case, it says we originally didn't use any rennet from a nevela or from a avodah zarah of a goy's animal. And we say no, l'maskana, we say that you could use the rennet of a nevela, but not the rennet of a guy. So is that really true? We paskin stam machshav l'avodah zarah. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hachin. Rabbi Yossi, no, you switch the maskana, switches both. But Rishona yom remei lo b'kevas nevela lo b'kevas hagoy. Again, the Mishnah Rishona, the original thought was that you can't use any rennet from a nevela or from a guy, which is like Beis Hillel. Chazru lomar. Then they said, no, it's all mutter. Mabide be b'kevas nevela be b'kevas hagoy. Right, so we have two versions what the Mishnah Achrona is. When we changed it, said you could use the rennet. It's looked at as independent, right? So is that only the rennet of an avelo or even the rennet of an idolater? And that details that whether you say stam machshava la avodah zarah or not. So again, the ultimate question is going to be, how could Beis Shammai be like the maskana? We hold like Beis Shammai. Isn't that strange? We're going to get to that. But we're still within this other detail of whether we would say, which version of the Mishnah Achrona is what we hold. Does the avodah zarah, the rennet of an animal, of a guy, do we assume that is mutter or not? Amar Rabbi Yossi continues within this discussion, again, before we get to the main question that we're trying to answer. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lashon Masnisa Misayler Abchiyah Barba. The language of the Mishnah later in Chulin, there's a Mishnah later in Chulin, Kuf Tazayin, supports the first version that we just said. Again, what are the two versions of the Mishnah Achrona? First version is that you could use the rennet of an avela, but you cannot use the rennet of a guy, of a Avodah Zarah. The second version is you could use the rennet of both. So there's a riot to the first version. Riot to the first version. Why? Because the Mishnah says as follows. Mesalah Reb Chiya Barba. Proof to the first version. Because, as follows. Kebas HaNachri. The Mishnah there in Chulin seems to have a stira, first line and a later line in that Mishnah. Kebas HaNachri veKebas HaNavela Asura. Kebishta Rishona. What does it first say? The rennet. Keva literally means the stomach, but it means the rennet in the stomach. The rennet in the stomach of, an idolater's animal or an animal of an avela is asura. Commissioner Rishona. Why is it asura? Because the rennet is considered part and parcel of the animal, and therefore it's like nevela, it's like avodah zarah, and therefore it is asur. Commissioner Rishona. And then the next line of the later line of the Mishnah sounds like Mishnah Achrona, and I'll just say it outside first. Sounds like Mishnah Achrona, and the Gemara does not specifically talk about the case of the Akum. It only talks about the case of a nevela, which sounds like maybe the Akum didn't change Kemishna Achrona. That's going to be the Raya to the first version of Rabbi Chiya Barba. What does the Mishnah say? Let's read it. Ksheirash Yarka Menat Trefa. If you have a kosher animal, but it nursed, its mother was a Trefa. So now, what the rennet comes from milk from another animal. Right? So if a calf nurses from a mother animal, now the calf has rennet in its stomach, that rennet came from the milk of the animal that it nursed from. So the Mishnah says, Kshera, she onkam in a trefa, you have a kosher animal. Kshera, that nursed from a trefa, kebasa asura. So then its keva is asura. Kemishnah, switch that. Ha achrona. Why is that asura kemishnah achrona? Again, what is achrona? Achrona is like Beishamai. What does Beishamai say? The egg is viewed as something independent. The rennet is viewed as something independent. So here, ironically, it's a kosher animal, but the rennet inside came from my mommy trefa. So if my mommy trefa, the rennet's going to be trefa because it's viewed independently. It's viewed independently from the animal, which is like the Beis Shammai's view. And similarly, the trefa sheyankam and akshera, the opposite. If you have a trefa that nursed from the akshera, this animal's a trefa. Guess what? The rennet's going to be okay. It's going to be mutter because it's looked at independently. It's as if it came from the mother. Shekebasa muteres kemishna achrona. So what do you see? Just the detail that why Rabbi Yossi brought this in. You see that in this Mishnah in Hulin later on, Kufta Zayin, you see that we had a Mishnah Rishon and a Mishnah Achron, and the Mishnah Achrona only switched Trefa Renet, not, or Trefa or Nevela Renet, where we're comparing Trefa and Nevela now, but it did not switch the Nachri Renet. And therefore, it sounds like that we will agree to the first version of Rabbi Yossi Barba and not the version of Rabbi Yochanan in terms of how how far the switch was. But either way, now that the dust settles, we're up to our question that we mentioned, that we've been talking about so far, and that is, we're really going like Beis Shammai, right? Meaning, the end of yesterday's shiur, we spoke about the egg of a nevela, machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you can look at that egg as a separate entity, and it's mutter. Beis Hillel says, no, it's considered part of the mother, and it's usser. So now we're saying, when it comes to rennet, you have the same kind of machlokas, and it seems like, originally they thought like Beis Hillel, and later on they thought like Beis Shammai. Is that okay? Is that possible? Shall we say that the Rachamim changed their mind and follow Beis Shammai? Right, that's not something that we're so comfortable with. So we'll get back to that, why we're not so comfortable. But the Gemara says, no, maybe Lav Dafka. Do you have to compare rennet and eggs? Maybe there's a difference between rennet and eggs. Maybe Beis Hillel would agree here by the rennet. Beis Hillel would agree that rennet is independent, even though an egg is not independent, which, you know, we might think like, come on, rennet is like liquid or like sitting in the animal. That seems like more connected to the animal than the egg. No. Where did the rennet come from, as we just explained? And where did the egg come from? Says the Gemara now. V'afilu deyizbarun beishamai kebeisilo kebishna achrona. And you can say that everybody agrees to the Mishnah Achrona. Don't say, oh, Beis Hillel is stuck like the Mishnah Rishona and only beishamai is Mishnah Achrona. No, there's a difference. Beitza gidule gufa. The egg comes from the chicken itself. That's why Beis Hillel says by the egg is called part of the mother. If the mother's a trefa, the egg's a trefa. The mother's an avela, the egg's an avela. Keva miyokam acherbas. But the keva, the rennet, came from the milk that was external. It was a separate source. And therefore, even Beis Hillel could agree to the Mishnah Achrona in our case. So it's okay. So kevas, beisas nevela, right, in our sugi, that's just a machloka, Beis Hillel. The rennet, do we parallel Beis Shammai in the rennet case? And it sounds like Beis Shammai is going to be the maskana. No. Beis Hillel could agree to that. Be machalik between rennet and eggs. And that even came up in a story. The Asya Kihi, it fits into the following. Dam Rabbi Yossi Barbu Mishim Rabbi Yochanan. Maisim Abanav Shal Yehuda Ben Shimu'ai. Shebiku Lem Ze'evim Yosef Mishlosh Me'el Stone. One time there was a story that wolves got in and attacked 300 sheep. 300 sheep were attacked and became Trefas. Uba mais lovle chachamim vitiru kebose. And the chachamim came, and the chacham said, you're allowed to use the rennet from the sheep. You're allowed to use the rennet from the sheep? What do you mean? Doesn't Beis Hillel say you can't use the egg from these types of animals? How can you use the rennet? The answer is Amru. They said, beitza gidule gufa kebobi macham acharbas. So the difference between the rennet and the eggs. Period. We know, we've spoken in the past, that Beis Shammai is a different type of rejected shita than other shitas, right? The Gemara is like here. The Gemara is very hesitant to say that Beis Shammai, right? Because the Baskol went out, Erevin. And we had it earlier also in the previous, I think it was Masechta Sukkah we just had in the Yerushalmi also. The Erevin of Elu, the Baskol of Elu v'Elu, Dibre Elokim Chayim, Alok Dibre Beis Hillel. So one reason why Beis Shammai is a more rejected shita, the Gemara says, in Maseches Brachas, in the Bavli, Beis Shammai, Bebakam, Beis Hillel, Eina Mishnah. which is a very strong lashon of rejection. Why is Beis Shammai different? So number one, because of the Bais Kol. The Bais Kol declared that we don't pass on like Beis Shammai. Number one. But number two, this is what the Mesillas Yesharim notes, and that is there's more of a danger. It's more of a danger, if you go like one minority opinion of an individual, might not lead to total groups of kitot, and, issues of splintering the Jewish people. But when it comes to, Beis Shammai, which is a whole group that believes in something else, that's more of a danger. The Mesillas Yesharim writes this in the end of Perek Chaf, the end of Mishkal HaChasidus. He writes, "V'zeh she'inyin machlokes Beis Shammai v'Hillel, ha'inyin kaved li'Yisrael." Right? What do we say? The first Perek in Shas, right? Rabbi Tarfon, he was misaking himself. It was dangerous when he went like Beis Shammai. Okay, he went like a Shiloh Widow Paschim. Like, why is it so bad? Right? The Gemara has different opinions. Going like Beis Shammai is okay, but the Eved is wrong or is usher? Right? Different dais. So it's dangerous. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, if it was a heavy issue, v'pnei ha-machlokas ha-gadol ha-sharaf se b'neihem, v'sof sof nigmar sha-halacha k'beis hila la'olam, hine kiyuma shel Torah, sh'gmar din zeh yishaer b'chol tokef la'ad liyol me'olamim. This should remain forever. I don't know if he's alluding to the fact that there were those Kabbalistic sources that were going to pass like Beis Shammai. Again, it's not in Chazal anywhere. That we're going to pass like Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes. There's some Kabbalistic sources that talk about that, which I'm not familiar with. I'm not familiar with a lot of the Chazals also. But, it seems like based on the research that, others have done. But he says, Gemar din ze yishaer b'chol tokef la'ad uli olmei olamim. Strong lashon. V'lo yechlash b'shum panim. Why? Shlo te'ase Torah chas v'shchalila kishtei toros. Right? You don't want the Torah to be, it's splintered enough between different groups. But, you know, if Beis Shammai took hold, that would be worse. V'yalkein l'dasa mishnah zos yosar chasidus l'achzik k'beis hillel afilu l'kula milahachmir k'beis Shammai. That's what he talks about in regarding that mishnah brachas that we were saying. Again, this doesn't mean that we don't study Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, we can spend time focusing on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is what we call a chefza shal Torah. Beis Shammai is Talmud Torah. Beis Shammai is understanding the inner workings of all the halachic principles, like every shita dechuya in Shas. That's okay. We can focus on Beis Shammai. That's Reb Chaim's lashon of all of Torah, all of Torah. The Nitziv in the Hemek, the Hagdama of the Shiltas, the Kinmas Ha'emek, he says every opinion quoted in Shas has sparks of Torah on it. And therefore, it's good to study, and it's important to study. If it didn't make it into Shas, so then it's questionable, right? Should we try to, and even if it didn't make it into Shas, I'll add, should we be studying Doei Ko Adomi's opinion of Amoni Vagam Amonis and Moavi Moavis? I don't think that has any, halach validity that we need to focus on that, because that's totally rejected, right? And that's wrong, right? And who says he was saying that as a real drasha, he was just making it up to reject David HaMelech. But in terms of every shita that is accepted as a shita of Chazal, obviously that is something that we study. Again, to use the language of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Brachas of the Griz, he says, when he's talking about the bracha Birchas HaTorah that women make, even though women are not obligated per se in Talmud Torah, the Birchas HaTorah ain't a bracha al kiyam ha-mitzvah shel Talmud Torah, rak tu din b'fnei atzmo de Torah bo'i bracha. Kishem Hashem ekra. V'yemkein ein zed din sheshayach la-mitzvah klal, rak da Torah atzma te'una bracha. Nashim b'turas rak meha mitzvah shel Talmud Torah, aval einun mufkos me'etzam ha-chefza shel Talmud Torah, v'limudim havei b'chlal Talmud Torah. So again, Beis Shammai is definitely included in that. But again, the Gemara here wanted to say, do we paskin like the Beis Shammai is the maskana against Beis Hillel? So he said, no, maybe there's a difference between Renit and X. Okay, we continue now. Back to maybe some familiar territory of those who remember the first parak of Maseches Beitza, when we spoke about the sugyas of Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushos, right? When you have Yontif and Shabbos next to each other, when you have Rosh Hashanah next to each other, when you have two days of Yontif next to each other, all those three sugyas, how do you look at them? So here we go. No, but we're talking about eggs being laid. No, the Yontif Teyachah B'Shabbos. What if Shabbos is on Yontif is on Friday? So if you have an egg that was laid on Yontif, we said, Beis Hillel said it's usher, right, on that first day. What about the second day? So Gemara says, Te'achah B'Shabbos, the first opinion. Okay, Beis Hillel says only usher for the first day, not the second day. B'Shabbos, Te'achah B'Yontif, right? Meaning the first opinion the Tanakhama holds, what we say, Shtei Kedushos. It's two different days of sanctity, two different Kedushos of sanctity, and therefore, even though it's also day one, day two is a different day. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishem Rabbi Elazar, no, he amachloket, that's a machloket. Beshamay Omrim Teachal, Beshamay Mol Teachal. Meaning, everybody holds Kedusha Achas. And therefore, Beshamay says, you can eat it the first day, you can eat it the second day. Beshamay says, it's also the first day, it's also the second day too. Rabbi Chanina, Hori Litziporoi, Rabbi Chanina gave a psak to the people of Tzipori regarding two halachas. Number one, Svichin. Remember the sugyas of Svichin in Hilcha Shemitah. Mida Oraisa, everything that grows during Shemitah, I'm allowed to eat. According to what we paskin, not like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin, something grows in Shemitah, maybe it's even a mitzvah to eat. Chazal Asard, Svichin. They said, items that need to be planted, not fruit. Fruit don't have to be planted every year. But vegetables, most vegetables have to be planted every year. So if it grows during Shemitah, it's also to eat. How do you eat vegetables during Shemitah? It had to have grown beforehand, or Oats or Bezdin, or different options. But Chazal Asard, Svichin, why? Aftergrowths? Because we're worried that people are going to say, oh, it grew by itself from the seeds that were there from last year, but really they planted it themselves. So that's why Svichin or Asar. Rabbi Chanina told the people of Supirai that the Sviche Chardol, mustard seed Svichin, are mutter, Ube Beitza, Karebi Huda. And Beitza, like we just said here, Rabbi Yehuda Beit, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said the second version, that there's a machlokas about Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, that Beis Hillel says, you can't eat it the second day. So Rabbi Chanina said, Sviche Chardol are allowed, and the egg on the Nolda Bazeh is Asura Bazeh. Why are Sviche not a problem? Because they're not planted. Says the Karban Eda here, people aren't chashud to plant Sviche Chardol. Shlo nechshutu alein over Avera, Laviyem and Amishumar. We don't think that they are, there's such a chashash here, right? That's how the, Mefarshim, explain it. There's no chashash by that. All Rabbi Yochanan, so this was the Hetter. So again, just remember, he said, this, Rav said, Rabbi Chanina said, the Svichim are mutter and the egg is usser. Rabbi Yochanan came and said the flip. And some say Rabbi Yochanan said it earlier. All Rabbi Yochanan Medarsh Lon, Rabbi Yochanan came in and Darsh in the opposite. Karabanan Dahachel, Karabanan Dahasam. Like, the Rabbanan, the Tanakama by our case, Beisham Abisila, that means Nolda Bazeh Mutaris Bazeh, and the Rabbanan that holds Svichin is Asur. Rabbi Abba Bar Zimina, B'Shem Rabbi Yotzadah, Min Kumi Ilein Tartin Milaya, from these two things, regarding this story of this Psak, Nachas Rabbi Yochanan meets Tzipori Lutzveria. That's what drove Rabbi Yochanan out of town. Rabbi Yochanan left Tzipori and he went to Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan was the Marda Asur of Tveria. What made him leave? He gave this psak. He said, this is mutter, this is asur. Rabbi Chanina came and flipped it. He said, this is mutter, this is asur, this is mutter. Amar, maya sison li hain saba. What is this older man doing to me? Dana shari v'hu asur. Asur v'hu shari. He's just saying the opposite shittas of my psak. So Rabbi Yochanan left. Why do you leave? You could have a milchamta shal Torah. So the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Chanina says it was his Rebbe, or was one of the older Zakenim. He wasn't going to argue on him. Right? Mora halacha b'fnei rabo. So he's like, okay, I'll leave Mora Lacha Bifnei Rabo. Right? Kedei, Bira Chamachayim Kedievsky, Kedei Shalo Yehe Mora Bifnei Rabbi Chanina, Shahaya Dayane Saba. He was the elder, judge, and therefore he left. Interesting that this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan liked arguments, if you remember. Right? Rabbi Yochanan liked arguments. Remember, Bamatsia Pedalid in the Bavli, when Reish Lakish died, right, with the tragic story there. When Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't find the Chavrusa. Right, what happened? Noach Nafshid Rav Shimon Lakish. Shavi Kamit Star, Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, Tuva, Rabbi Yochanan very upset. Amr Rabbanan, Ma Lezel, Lisvida. Who can we bring to Rabbi Yochanan to help him get over this tragedy? He lost his brother-in-law, his Talmud. So he says, let's bring Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas to Machadet and Shmaitse. Because Rabbi ben Pedas is very smart. Also, Yosef Kameh, he stood in front of him, called Misal Davi Yom, Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Leitani de Basay Elacha. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, he's like, oh, I have a brisa that supports you. I have a brisa that supports you. Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, At Kabar Lakisha, are you like Reish Lakish? Bar Lakisha Kiavi Amina Milsa, whenever I said anything, Havi Machi Li Esrim Ba'arba Kushasa, he asked me 24 questions on anything I said. Umafarikna Le Esrim Ba'arba Piruki, and I gave him 24 answers. And through that discussion, Umemela Rafa Shmaitza, through that, the topic became clear. You say, oh, I have a riot to you. If I say it, I think I'm right, right? I know I'm right. But I don't need you to help me. Havikazov a karmani, so he didn't like that. Then he tore his begadim, and he mamish lost his mind. The Gemara says, "Heichad bar lakisha, heichad bar lakisha." Unbelievable! Is the haunting chant? You can see walking around the streets. Heichad, where are you, bar lakisha? Until the Rabbanan daven for him to stop having his mind lost. But interesting, that's Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan here. Rabbi Yochanan. But I guess this was mitzad kavod haTorah. Wasn't mitzad art? He could have liked to argue in terms of being mevarer the sugya, but this is just in terms of an elderly rav, which is a big sugya. Again, mor halacha b'fnei rabo is a big topic. First parak of Sanhedrin, what the issue is behind mor halacha b'fnei rabo. Is it because you might be intimidated and not give the right psak? That's what some say, some rishonim say. Or is it just, it's covered rav. There is another idea of Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a whole sicha about this in one of his mamarim, where he discusses what is it, if you want to look it up, Samach Aleph, where he says maybe it has to do with Kavod HaMesora, not so much Kavod HaRav, but Kavod HaMesora, there are rules for the Mesora that if there's somebody, an earlier generation here, that he has to give that psak. Again, if it's somebody that is a Bar Hachi in that regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem, and we will continue.